Unit 6. Overkill. C. An American viewpoint. A few years back, Japan hosted the G8 summit at Lake Toya in Hokkaido. Leaders from 22 nations participated. In the months leading up to the summit, the government began mobilizing a large police force for security. 20,000 police officers from all over Japan were sent to Lake Toya and to Sapporo as a deterrent to terrorism. About a week before the summit, the police force in Sapporo was unbelievable. The police set up roadblocks, stopped cars to search them, harassed bicyclists and non-Japanese residents, and were a major annoyance for residents of Sapporo. And Sapporo was 2 hours by car from Lake Toya where the summit was being held. The government said it was necessary to ensure a safe summit. I call it another example of overkill in Japanese society. Overkill is the word we use when something is done far more excessively than is necessary. Using the G8 example, there were 22 world leaders and 20,000 police officers. That is roughly 1,000 police officers for each leader. Were 20,000 police officers necessary? No. The officers expected protests and possible terrorism, yet only 4 people were arrested. This was just another example of overkill. Here are some more. Earlier in 2008, a man went on a killing spree in Akihabara, Tokyo. He stabbed 10 people to death and injured others. Even though he drove a truck to the crime scene, the local government decided that the pedestrian street in Akihabara should be ended. This pedestrian street had been a regular part of Akihabara for 35 years. Simply because one man committed a crime, everyone was punished. Another good example comes from when Japan co-hosted the World Cup with South Korea in 2002. As Sapporo was one of the host cities, the Hokkaido authorities mobilized thousands of police and even 2 ferries off the coast, capable of carrying away 3,000 hooligans just in case. There were no hooligans, and only 2 people were arrested, both Japanese. So much wasted time and money. Look anywhere and you will see the construction overkill. Dams where they are unneeded or unwanted. Mountainsides covered in concrete to stop avalanches where no people live. And plans for more of both are often announced on the news. Why does the government do everything so much over the top? Don't the citizens understand that their government is so wasteful?